BBC Essex, 19 minutes past nine. And we're going to talk about bells now. Right at the beginning, 6 o'clock, our three songs that Andrew and Nick picked for us were linked by bells, church bells. It's a sound that most people think of as a typical kind of summer sound, isn't it? Something quintessentially summery about it, sitting in your garden or just walking down the road and hearing the church bells in the distance. But you may or may not have noticed that your local church bells have remained quiet despite the easing of lockdown. We'll find out now why that is by having a chat with Vicky Chapman. Vicky is from the Central Council of Church Bell Ringers and the Essex Association of Change Ringers. Good morning to you, Vicky.
Good morning, Jane. Hi.
Why are the bells still quiet?
Generally, because the rules around social distancing. Like everywhere else in society at the moment, we still need to maintain social distancing, being 2 metres apart and so on. So ringing bells has been quite difficult. There are still a number of churches who perhaps aren't holding services yet. Bell ringers, for a number of reasons, may not be ready to return to any form of ringing yet. And even when they do return, like ourselves, we're not returning to the full complement that we would normally have on a Sunday morning.
What kind of bell ringing is going on?
So it's very different from what you might normally hear on a Sunday morning, in as much as in order to maintain the social distancing, we need to have fewer people in the ringing room, for example. And that means not ringing every bell necessarily. So depending on how close your ropes fall in the ringing circle. So it's a case of you might only be ringing every other bell. So you might ring 3 or 4 bells or, you know, 6 bells if you've got more than that. So the sound is going to be very different. The time that we are sort of allotting to ringing has been somewhat reduced as well. I think most towers, when they ring for Sunday service, do so for at least half an hour before the service or 3/4 of an hour before the service. But in order to limit the opportunity for cross-infection and such like, we're limiting the length of time to 15 minutes. So short, sharp burst on a Sunday morning to remind people what day of the week it is.
Do you have to stick to a certain bell? Because I imagine as a bell ringer, you're used to ringing all of the bells with cleaning, with making sure the ropes are sanitised afterwards. Do you have to stick to just one bell every week?
Not every week. So if you're ringing this morning, for example, you would ring the same bell for your duration of your 15 minutes this morning. Obviously, then we would clean everything down, sanitise, use hand sanitizer, etc. And when we go back next week, we can ring a different bell maybe. But for the duration of that section of ringing, that 15 minutes of ringing, yes, you stick to the same bell because then you're not sort of cross-contaminating ropes and such.
Are there any other cleaning issues that arise in bell ringing? Because it's not something we really think about. But as you said, they're all in quite close proximity. They're being used by lots of different people. What kind of challenges does that bring with it?
Ringing rooms are very different in different churches. Some you have that are open to the body of the church. Some of them are locked behind closed doors. Some of them are up sort of spiral staircases. So the logistics of getting to the ringing room could be difficult. If you've got a ladder or a spiral staircase, you need to take care on, you know, handles and railings and those kind of things. And then once you get into the ringing room, obviously there's lots of surfaces that gather, you know, bugs and germs and dust and what have you. So they've all got to be cleaned down. And not very many ringing rooms are equipped with sort of hand washing facilities and so on. So it's really important to make sure everything is wiped down with antibacterial wipes and that you've got hand sanitizer on hand. And if you have got a sink, then obviously, you know, making good use of that as well.
What difference has it made to the ringing that you can do? Because not all of the bells can be in use at any particular time. How have you risen to that challenge musically, as it were? What kind of sounds are you able to make?
That's a really interesting one. So where I ring at Chelmsford Cathedral, for example, we have 12 bells and they're an octave. We have the option to ring fewer than that and we can change the number of bells we ring depending on how many ringers we've got. And obviously we try to make it sound musical. We've spent personally sort of quite some time trying to figure out how many people we could have in the ringing room, which bells that means that we could ring. So, for example, we have a rota. 1 week we ring, there's my husband and I and a family of 3. And then the following week, there's my husband and I and a couple of other people. And it's working out which bells will sound right musically. They're not going to sound right because you're not going to get the full effect of an octave. But it's trying to figure out which of the bells that we can ring will sound okay. So, it is going to sound very different to perhaps what people are used to on a Sunday morning, a nice sort of ring of six or eight or however many bells you have in a nice octave tone. It's not going to sound quite like that, but at least it gives us the option to ring some bells and to ring some of the methods, the patterns that we ring, or call changes, or whatever it is we ring, to kind of change the order of the bells, which will then obviously make it sound a little more palatable.
What impact do you think this will have long term on bell ringing? Because at the moment, as you said, it's very much a local decision. It depends on the facilities that are available. It depends on how comfortable and confident people feel about being in a group. Going forward, do you think that's going to have a long term impact on bell ringing?
It's difficult to say. I mean, I guess it's pretty much like any hobby and walk of life where you're used to gathering. We don't know how long these restrictions are going to go on for. I suspect for many more months yet. So it's going to be a while before we can get back to our normal routine of practice nights, weddings, civic events that we might ring for, and all of the other things that we might normally ring bells for. There are going to be some people who'd only just started to learn to ring and, will have lost their muscle memory, as it were. And the brain, again, is another muscle that if you don't practice your ringing regularly, you'll forget things that you once could ring with ease. I think there will be an element of loss of ringers because there are people sort of slightly older who perhaps might not return. There might be people with health issues who can't return for a while yet. So it's going to be a difficult one until we get back to a state where we can return to our normal levels of ringing as to who is going to turn up and where and when.
Vicky Chapman from the Central Council of Church Bell Ringers and the Essex Association of Change Ringers. Thank you for joining us on BBC Essex this morning.